Now, for him, it's the same old
Only
stuff.
Only better.
For me, it's always exciting.
Oh, great. That's right. I forgot my radio energy. Yes. Yes. It's a great show. We got Cindy Sheehan's going to be online with us. All the way from, I believe she's in Crawford, is she not?
She is in Crawford. She's at her space and her place, and she's been allowed to come almost up to the bush gate.
She gets to come to the road.
Yes.
She doesn't have to stay 10 feet away from the road.
Absolutely.
And the Secret Service, they must hate her.
No, I think they enjoy her. It's the only time they get on TV.
Their family gets to see what they do.
You never know when the next reality show is going to be about protecting the
taking a bullet.
Yeah.
Taking a bullet.
Wow.
But she's on today. Who else is on, Will?
Well, we have, there's going to be a guest. We got the guy from the Quake. He's going to join us.
Michael Rush.
Michael Rush is going to be talking about the new program that we're featuring at 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. every day this week.
And the Burst of Durst has been rehearsed.
We have rehearsed the Burst of Durst, and it's not the worst one. It's not bad. It's not
and what would
one.
Willie do?
And everything is coming up here.
Bob Ney. And his designated hit.
Yes,
hit-y.
We have Bob. No, we don't have Bob Ney.
No,
on.
She may not be able to run, though.
Oh, really?
Oh, in the state of Ohio, there's a little known provision that says if you lost in a primary, you can't run in some other.
Aha.
Is it called Lieberman's Law?
If only. And, of course, Bob Shearer's going to join us all here.
Keep it real with Will and Willie, 960 The Quake.
All right, guys. That's the Progressive News Hour for this day. More news, downloadable audio, and we'll get a podcast of the News Hour up in just a few minutes at quakeradio.com. This is KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose. It's 7 o'clock on 960 The Quake.
The following is a special presentation of 960 The Quake News, California in Crisis, an in-depth look at the state's infrastructure problems. Listen every day at 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. for our California in Crisis reports, or listen online at quakeradio.com.
Knowledge is power, and education is the key to your success. Kenyatta College can help you get that career in the healthcare or video game industry that you deserve, or update your existing skills for that overdue promotion. Kenyatta College will show you how to acquire financial aid to pay for your education. It's easy to register, and our friendly staff will give you personalized academic advice along with career counseling that works for you. Kenyatta College is conveniently located off of Highway 280. Take advantage of small class sizes and more personalized education, all without the hassles of traffic jams or expensive parking. Don't get lost in the crowd on the way to success. For more information, visit us online at kenyattacollege.edu or call 650-306-3226. Remember, sounds like Kenyatta, but spelled like Canada. At Kenyatta College, we'll take you to a higher degree.
Kenyatta College has one of the highest transfer rates to top-tier four-year universities. Classes cost just $26 per unit and start soon. Log on to kenyattacollege.edu now.
Looking to upgrade your skills or pursue a brand new career? If so, look no further than the College of San Mateo. At College of San Mateo, you get the right combination of instructional and student support services to help you obtain your goals. Broadcasting, insurance, foreign language, photography, dance, biology, music, drafting, horticulture, psychology, whatever your interest, your best choice for education is here at CSM. You'll find a wide variety of classes offered at convenient times, great instructors, and excellent support services, all for just $26 per unit. We offer transfer, degree, and certificate options, plus an array of support programs, including career services, child care services, counseling, and financial aid. At CSM, we understand the importance of maximizing your options. We've made your goals our mission. So what are you waiting for? Log on to collegeofsanmateo.edu or call 650-474-6161. Register now. Classes start soon. Don't wait. Get your classes before they fill up. College of San Mateo. Your goal. Our missions.
The following is a special presentation of 960 The Quake News, California in Crisis, an in-depth look at the state's infrastructure problems.
The state's electrical grid gives us all reason for concern, if not for the rolling blackouts of just 5 years ago, but for the threat of rolling blackouts of a couple of weeks ago. The aging grid has seen its share of upgrades over the past 5 years, but we still import more than 20% of our electricity.
We need to be not only in the plant building process in the state, we also need to be able to bring energy from elsewhere. We've always had to do that. The need to do that now is even greater.
Bill Hawk with Energy Solutions. So how much energy is produced in the state. Cal ISO's Greg Fishman explains that it's a six-tiered system that includes geothermal, solar, and wind power to supplement the big three.
We have two large nuclear power plants in California that total about 4,400 megawatts, so that's another big chunk of power, but both of those plants are also getting somewhat older. They have a finite lifespan. We're still talking years of availability, but they can't last forever.
But all three have flaws.
We get another 20 to 25% from hydroelectricity, which is a great resource when it's available. But again, it's subject to the vagaries of weather and climate.
But the main production comes from natural gas. The idea of conservation, everyone says, is a must.
When we consider that there's about 30% in both the residential and commercial sector that's wasted right now.
That's Wally McGuire at Flexure Power. And recent events over the last couple of weeks have officials at the Cal ISO recalculating and re-examining.
We're just barely keeping pace with the growing demand for electricity in California.
Listen every day at 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. for our California in Crisis reports, or listen online at quakeradio.com.
California in Crisis, an in-depth look at the state's infrastructure problems, including our roadways, the levees, and our education system.
Really just a question of priorities. California ranks fourth in the country for the number of traffic lanes in poor condition.
Our levee system is in dire need of repair.
California has grossly underinvested.
Listen every day at 7 and at 4 for our California in Crisis reports, and listen online at quakeradio.com.
The Majority Report.
I'm not sure that there is a specific plan to squeeze the middle class.
Janine Garofalo and Sam Cedar.
I think there may be certainly some people who would like to specifically squeeze the middle class. But certainly, and what is indisputable, is that Republican policies act at the detriment of the middle class. It's a complete disregard for the middle class which drives these policies.
The Majority Report. Weeknights starting at 8 on 960, The Quake. The Al Franken Show.
You know, this could be, globalization could be a great thing for the entire planet. This could be a lovely time, a beautiful time for people all over the world. But instead, we have these people who want to make as much money as they can.
This could be a beautiful time.
Al Franken, weekdays 10 to 1 on 960, The Quake.
A father's absence does have a serious effect on a child. Fatherless children are twice as likely to drop out of school. They consistently score lower than average in reading and math, and they are 11 times more likely to exhibit violent behavior. Dads, your relationship with your children is important. I'm Jeffrey Leving, President Emeritus of the Fatherhood Educational Institute. Fathers do have an irreplaceable role in a child's life. If you'd like help finding out more about your rights as a father, phone 312-795-9060. That's 312-795-9060. We'll send you a free Fatherhood Educational Institute brochure. For more information from our website, visit www.fatherhood-edu.org. That's fatherhood-edu.org. Fathers are parents, too. Don't miss another precious moment with your child.
It's 7:07 at 960. The Quake, keeping it real with Will and Willie coming right up. Let's check traffic first in the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Brought to us this time by Table for Six in Fairfield. Car hit the guardrail, blew a tire, and boom, sitting there on eastbound 80 right after the truck scales. San Mateo 280 northbound before 92. Looks like a dead deer in one of the left lanes. Careful there. Ladder in the number 2 lane, 24 eastbound before you get to Octolanas. Metering lights just turned on to the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza, the back up to Grand Avenue. Bart running on time. Call Table for Six Total Adventures today and meet someone amazing this weekend. No one matches more friendly, good-looking singles than Table for Six. Find your happiness this weekend. Call today or visit tableforsix.com. It's your life. Live it. You can check real-time local traffic anytime at quakeradio.com. I'm John Scott. We'll check this morning's top stories in just a few minutes. Now it's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Thank you, John Scott.
Good morning. Welcome to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie here on 960 The Quake. It is 7:08 on August 8th. It's a Tuesday, and we're here live at the Hotel Vitale. My name is Will Durst.
And I'm Willie Brown.
And we're here. We've got a great show today.
We have, of course, Cindy Sheehan's going to be checking in and the about 7:20, the second segment here. And we have political pundit, Mr. Robert Scheer.
I think he would prefer to be described as a political writer.
He's a pundit from the left. We don't have many of them.
For more than 40 years.
Yes.
He's been read, heard, spoken to, multiple books, and he was on last week. And believe me, with the race in Connecticut going the way that it's going,
that's right,
we should probably have some updates. And then, of course, Cynthia McKinney's race in Georgia is moving forward.
Is that today?
That is today as
her
well.
Primary
is today. And it's interesting how much effort and time has gone into changing the whole course of the race in Connecticut over the last 5 or 6 days. A complete retooling on behalf of Lieberman. He stepped up to the plate and began to distance himself from the Bush administration in kind of a most dramatic way, without ever excusing himself for having previously supported it.
Boy, talk about an election eve conversion.
Quite a conversion. And Lamont demonstrated
literally
the kind of rookie.
Election eve.
Yeah. But Lamont demonstrated the kind of rookie activities that activities that come with being a rookie. He, at the moment, started.
He screwed up?
Well, not exactly. He just said, hey, I'm canceling my rallies. Well, that's a bad signal. Ordinarily, when you're that near the end,
well,
and things are so enthusiastic. Well, I need to keep these people in the headquarters to really call voters. Well, that's a sign that there's a level of enthusiasm that peaked too early on behalf of, because theoretically, people would be like they are in Mexico. They'd be at their height as you need them. And that is not the case, apparently, with his campaign.
Uh-huh.
So I'm looking.
So you're sticking by your original prognostication.
Well,
that Mr. Joe has the Joe-mentum.
Well, let me tell you one more thing. The Joe-mentum has been fueled with about $400,000 in new contributions over the last 3 or 4 days to Mr. Lieberman's campaign.
Now, when you say something $400,000, you're talking about money. How does that translate to the people in the state of Connecticut? What are they? How are they going to see this money?
Well, they're going to see it in the form of bodies out ringing doorbells, because Ned Lamont is paying $85 for walkers today. Joe Lieberman started yesterday going to Ned Lamont's worker pool and offering $150.
No.
Yes.
No, he's shanghaiing his workers?
Absolutely. $150.
Oh, that's cheating.
Totally and completely. And so now Ned Lamont has scaled down the number of workers he's going to have to about 2,000. Lieberman was projecting that he's going to have 4,000 workers. And I got to tell you,
4,000 workers at $150
workers,
apiece. $150. That's $600,000.
I said he got $400,000 right out of the box. And, you know, political money is far more available than it was when I served in the office, because I just saw when Mr. Newsom paid off his debt. He raised over $225,000 since January 1st this year for purposes of retiring the debt he incurred in being elected mayor almost 4 years ago.
That was 3 years ago.
That's right. He just paid the debt off.
2003, November 2003.
Yeah. He obviously doesn't pay his debts. He was up more than 90 days overdue.
He's a deadbeat. The mayor's a deadbeat.
But he paid it off. He paid it off. And that's kind of impressive. And it clearly indicates that he intends to seek re-election. And he reminded the voters that incumbents in San Francisco have some difficulty getting re-elected. He cited the fact that...
Look at Agnew. Oh. Look at Jordan. Oh.
They both lost.
Yeah.
Only one in the last, like, 25 years
she's the one who
has managed
to
get reelected. I don't recall the name, but I know the voice.
That's the voice you're listening to here at 960 The Quake. Every morning we're keeping it real with Will and Willie. There's a lot to talk about. We want to talk to you, too. We're going to be talking to Cindy Sheehan in the next segment. But then at the 7:30 hour, we're going to be taking your calls at 866-960-5753. 866. That's easy. That's one of those 800 numbers. And then 960, that's easy. That's the call letters. Should say that right on your
right on your radio there. It should say 96 and then 5753, which is KQKE. So 866, one of the generic 800 numbers, 960, our call numbers, and then 5753, our call letters.
You make it so complicated.
No,
people
it's easy.
Are going to be trying to, what is
I'm giving them the mnemonic
what
devices.
What is an 800 number?
Yeah. I'm planting seeds of permanence. Because we're no fly-by-night organization here.
And if you want to talk directly to Mr. Durst, call 976-WET. And you get Will Durst. You get the burst of Durst. Right out of the box. You know, well, we were talking yesterday about Bob Ney's activities in Ohio.
Yes, and you were mentioning this in the face-off, that he actually handpicked the person he wants to run in his stead for the Republican, on the Republican slot in the race for Congress on November 7th.
Except she lost in the primary.
To him.
No, she lost in the primary for lieutenant governor.
Uh-huh.
And in view of the fact that she lost the lieutenant governor, there is a prohibition in Ohio, apparently, that can be asserted that once you declare it for a particular office
you
ran and you lost, you can't suddenly switch horses. And it's like, you know, you're in the Kentucky Derby and you get scratched. You can't, in the middle of the race.
Half race.
Yeah, in the middle of the race, yank one jockey off and put another jockey on. It doesn't work that way, I don't think.
And so, anyway, stop.
Yeah, your position. Let me change jockeys. You can imagine in the middle of the, can you imagine? Landis could have switched to, you know, in the middle of stage 17.
A different bike.
No, to Lance Armstrong,
yes,
for stage 17,
he's
which
back.
Is in the mountains, that's right, and then get back on the bike for the triumph of, and that's what he should say, hey, just a minute, it was okay for me, I wasn't in stage
and that's,
17.
That's the suspicious stage, right?
That is the
17,
stage,
the one
right.
Where he came from 8 miles back or 8 minutes back or something.
Eight minutes back. Well, and you should also take a look, however, at the fact that he went from leading to 8 minutes down in one stage, just as he went from trailing to 8 minutes.
He went
made
from
up
8 minutes
eight
back
minutes.
To 8 seconds back.
So you got to take it on both sides. He's arguing that there was an agenda by somebody to put this whole thing together and that he's the victim of it. I don't know whether or not that'll hold up, but he's certainly making that argument.
He's not going gently into that good night.
Well, he cannot. He's too visible. You know, if he could switch off and begin to look like Paul Wells, he might be able to get away with it. But I mean,
I have no idea what that meant.
He's Landis. Well, a disguise. The ultimate anonymous disguise.
I think he means that as a good thing, Paul.
I do. Paul Wells is obviously with the CIA because nobody ever knows exactly what he does, where he does it, whatever. Landis can't do that. He's far too visible. Instead of doing the course of the morning, we really ought to visit, because Tom DeLay is now permanently on the ballot. Scalia said yesterday, no way, we're not reviewing that court decision. 3-0. Mr. DeLay, you are our candidate.
Congratulations, sir. Good luck in the 22nd.
And so Nancy Pelosi is taking bets.
And so are we. We're going to be having a phone call with Miss Cindy Sheehan from Crawford, Texas. We'll find out what the weather's like down there on her ranch, which is, what, 7 miles away from Bush's ranch? From Scorpion World. And right now, of course, John Scott is in the newsroom, and he is husbanding all the local latest news headlines here on 960 The Quake.
717 and 960 The Quake, good morning. A couple of traffic problems. Car hit the guardrail, made a real mess of itself, 80 eastbound after the truck scales. And on the San Tomas Expressway at Winchester Boulevard, solo crash, right lane block, metering lights onto the Bay Bridge toll plaza. Our weather today, sunny, a little bit warmer than yesterday. 60s at the coast, low 80s inland. Here are this morning's headlines. After a summer recess, the San Jose City Council getting back to work today, and they have plenty on their collective plates, like discussing the fallout of the garbage scandal that led to the indictment of its mayor, Ron Gonzalez. And they're actually going to talk about ways to get rid of a future mayor, should a similar scandal occur again. And now for something completely different, the council will also consider launching a search for a pro basketball team. A small group in Fremont held a vigil last night to call attention to the suffering of civilians in the Israeli-Lebanese conflict. Folks stood at the corner of Mowry and Fremont Boulevard holding signs calling for an end to the fighting. This South Bay protest was one of many around the country in opposition to the mess in the Middle East. Oakland officials are considering deploying a municipal wireless network to give residents and workers free internet access. There's only a handful of smaller Bay Area cities now that have Wi-Fi networks, Cupertino, Santa Clara, and Sunnyvale. In Oakland, a group of city officials, citizens, school officials, and business folks have been meeting regularly to figure out how to get Oakland's Wi-Fi system up and how to pay for it. Tell Will and Willie what you think about the news of the day. Their phone number is 866-960-KQKE, or email any of us anytime from the Contact Us link at quakeradio.com. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Every 6 seconds of every day, a child dies of malnutrition. Bay Area Gives is taking a stand, and so can you. Help feed over a million meals to malnourished children locally and around the world in the next 30 days. How? Instead of just donating money, simply purchase a bag of highly nutritious food. 60 meals for $40. Imagine that. For the cost of dinner for two, you can feed 60 children. BayAreaGives.com. Bringing food and hope to children everywhere. Help save a life and nourish a hungry child today. BayAreaGives.com.
Radio ads work at radioadswork.com. Broadcast your message to a targeted consumer group. Simply visit radioadswork.com. That's radioadswork.com.
Are you looking to upgrade your skills or pursue a brand new career? If so, look no further than the College of San Mateo. At College of San Mateo, you get the right combination of instructional and student support services to help you obtain your goals. Broadcasting, insurance, foreign language, photography, dance, biology, music, drafting, horticulture, psychology, whatever your interest, your best choice for education is here at CSM. You'll find a wide variety of classes offered at convenient times, great instructors, and excellent support services, all for just $26 per unit. We offer transfer, degree, and certificate options, plus an array of support programs, including career services, child care services, counseling, and financial aid. At CSM, we understand the importance of maximizing your options. We've made your goals our mission. So what are you waiting for? Log on to collegeofsanmateo.edu or call 650-474-6161. Register now. Classes start soon. Don't wait. Get your classes before they fill up. College of San Mateo. Your goals, our mission.
Hi, I'm Janice Ian. Do you remember how excited you were at the start of summer every year and how the summer just started to drag on after a few months and you couldn't wait to get back to school, see your old friends, make new friends, get new books and a new locker and a clean slate? Well, you should have been excited about music class, too, because that was a special room where you went to sing, perform with your friends, and learn all kinds of interesting stuff about great composers, instruments, different kinds of music and songs. We remember our music teachers because they were so passionate about helping us learn to love music. They helped to spark a love for listening to notes and voices and rhythms that continues to enrich our lives even today. I bet your kids feel the same way about music class. Ask them, and make sure they get involved with music in school and in their lives.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project, the campaign to restore America's voice through music education. Music, part of a sound education.
This is Samuel L. Jackson. We all want to keep our children safe. So if you notice that someone is giving your child gifts or showing them special attention, just keep a close eye on the situation. Be aware, and let's all work together to stop child abduction.
Brought to you by the Amber Watch Foundation.
Southern hospitality. So with our next guest here on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake, down in Texas on this Tuesday, August 8th at 7:22, although it's 9:22 a.m. where she is in the Central Time Zone in Crawford, Texas, Miss Cindy Sheehan. How are you, m'lady?
Good morning. I'm doing good. How are you?
We're good. You're on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. I'm Will Durst.
And I'm Willie Brown, and you are a landowner.
Yes, I am.
You are now part of the American dream. You've got your seven...
I'm a Texan now.
Yes. You have your 7 acres of beautiful trees. You know, I saw a photograph of your space.
And it's spread. Absolutely gorgeous. We call it a spread. It's a spread.
In Texas, 7 acres is a space. Yes. Cindy,
yeah?
Are you getting close to an a meeting with anyone connected with the Bush administration, Ms. Rice?
I don't think so, but we were out by the checkpoint all day yesterday, and we discovered my Secret Service name.
Oh, what is it?
Tornado.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think that's pretty cool.
I love that. What an honor.
I know, me too.
And so, do you know that when Al Gore was, he was so boring that his Secret Service name was Al Gore?
Now, how many people?
I think it's pretty cool. I even have a Secret Service name, but Tornado's pretty cool.
That's a great, yeah. Congratulations.
What kind of audience did you have out there yesterday?
What kind of audience?
Yes. How many people came out to help?
We just only have about 36 here right now, but I had to come earlier because George Bush is leaving tomorrow. Every time we announced our plans to, you know, when he changed his plans, we would change our plans. So I came straight from Jordan, Amman, Jordan, then came to Camp Casey on Sunday. And so we had about 36 on Sunday, and we have a few dozen now. We're still getting the camp ready for this weekend when we are expecting a lot more people.
And do you anticipate that he will be returning this weekend?
He's going to be back Friday for his annual fundraiser that they do on Prairie Chapel Road, and we'll be there. Every day he's here in Crawford, we'll be out by the checkpoint demanding a meeting.
And your goal is still a meeting with the president to discuss what exactly?
You know, what noble cause? Why? Why are we still over there? Right now it appears that our kids are in the middle of a civil war that's really being... and I met with Iraqi people over the weekend, and they know that the civil war is being fomented by the Americans, and the Americans are there. They caused the problems. They know that the Americans are the problem, not the solution. They're not keeping anybody safe. And the Iraqi people want our troops home, and most Americans want our troops home, too.
Cindy, wouldn't it have been somewhat contributive to the war effort if you and your supporters had been in Connecticut today on behalf of Ned Lamont's efforts to oust Joe Lieberman?
Right. How's that going?
Well, the election
is... Has anybody heard?
No, the primary is today. There's no exit polls that have been released so far. So nobody knows.
Well, and they're only into the third hour of the voting.
Uh-huh,
but I would think that you would have been in Connecticut. You would have been there on behalf of Ned Lamont, which would have been a greater slap to Mr. Bush, probably, than your presence at Crawford at the moment.
Well, it looks like Ned's doing pretty well there on his own, and really we do. As soon as we came home from Camp Casey last year, we went straight to Washington, D.C., and we started calling on the anti-war movement to not support pro-war Democrats either. And I think Ned defeating Joe Lieberman in this primary is going to show the Democrats, the Democratic Party, that we mean business when we say we want anti-war. We don't want Democrats that look like Republicans anymore. We want a true opposition party.
We're speaking with Cindy Sheehan, live from Crawford, Texas. She's joining us here on Keeping It Real with Will Willie on 960 The Quake.
Are you planning to register to vote there in Texas, Cindy?
I'm going down to the post office today to do so.
And you'll get a chance to vote in Texas in November.
Absolutely.
I hope she votes for Kinky Friedman.
My dear friend Willie Nelson is a huge supporter of Kinky, so that might be a possibility.
Yeah, I think Kinky would join you on your ranch. What does your spread? What does your 7 acre space look like down there?
It's actually not 7 acres. It's about 5.2 acres.
5.2.
We have about half of it's pasture and half of it's wooded, and it's really beautiful. It's perfect for Camp Casey.
Any structures on it yet?
Pardon me?
Any structures on it yet?
We don't have any structures. We have a lot of tents.
A lot of tents.
And we're thinking of building something permanent to keep a caretaker down there the entire year. And, you know, since it is my place, you know, I should come home and check in on it every once in a while, too. come home to vote, I'll, you know, register my car here and get a Texas driver's license and, you know, just be a permanent presence for peace. And let me tell you, Texas is one big state, and Texas has room for everybody and everybody's opinion here. And we want to turn this state back blue.
Well, you might consider contributing to that by running for office down there in Texas. Keep
hey,
that
maybe
in your...
maybe the mayor of Crawford. Who knows?
Yeah.
And what can San Franciscans and Bay Areans do to help you?
Well, of course, come down to Camp Casey like you all did last year and go to my website, Gold Star Families for Peace. You can contribute. We have a wish list, or you can contribute money. And just, you know, keep supporting us like you always have, and we really appreciate it.
Well, we really appreciate the effort that you're doing down there. You're kind of representing all of us by proxy, right in the president's face, right on his left arm there.
And we all have a mission, and we all have a place to be doing our mission, and I just encourage everybody, no matter where you are, to stand up for peace, stand up for justice, stand up for the people of Iraq and our soldiers who are suffering so horribly over there right now.
Any report on the fasting that's been going on in Washington, D.C. that you were once a part of?
Well, the fasters went to Jordan and they broke the fast. I'm still part of it. I'm on day 36 today. I'm fasting still. I'm on day 36.
Oh, my God.
Most of the people who went to Jordan broke their fast there in Jordan, but I decided to keep on it at least through Crawford.
Wow. And that would obviously be through this weekend or through whatever time period Bush actually spends in Crawford, Texas?
Yeah, we're going to be here actually till September 3rd. And we're going to be there full time, because even if he's not there, the work of peace has to go on. And we're going to be having workshops and rallies and entertainment like we did last year.
Cindy Shan, thank you so much for joining us. We're going to be taking your calls on the air. Tell us what you think of Cindy Sheehan's efforts down there in Texas. Do you have any last words for our listeners here at KQKE?
Well, thank you, everybody. Thank you, Will and Willie, and I hope to talk to you guys soon.
Thank you so much, Mulady. Great,
so
good
much.
Luck. Stay out of the sun. Get some air conditioning in those tents. Call us with your thoughts on Cindy Sheehan's efforts around the globe. She just got back from Jordan. She's now in Scorpion World. So give us a call at 866-960-5753. Here in Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
731 on 960 The Quake. I'm John Scott. Cronport Traffic Center. Let's check the cars. Brought to us by Kohl's Department Store. San Jose, 880 northbound before Gish. Stall now in the center divide. Flat tire in Petaluma, 101 northbound before Railroad. We don't know what lane it's in, but CHP is on its way to find out. Car blocking the off-ramp. Can't get off on Lakeshore at the moment from 580 westbound. Metering lights on back up to the end of the parking lot of the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. Big savings is what you'll find tomorrow at Kohl's Big Wednesday. Save 40 to 50% on hundreds of Big Wednesday specials throughout the store, but hurry in. It's tomorrow only, 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. from Kohl's. Expect great things. You can check real-time local traffic anytime at quakeradio.com. Sunny and warmer today, 60s coast, low 80s inland. Hear the headlines this hour. The Quake's April Summers tells us about the Alaskan pipeline and what it might cost us.
The weekend shutdown of an Alaskan oil field is expected to have a domino effect, ending in your pocketbook. Some analysts say gas prices may increase by 20 cents a gallon. California depends heavily on crude from Alaska. Oil giant BP had to close the oil field indefinitely after the pipeline started to leak.
The group trying to win the 2016 Olympics for San Francisco has a simple request. Does anyone have any free office space? The committee is looking for someone to donate a couple thousand square feet of office space. They say it doesn't need to be fancy. They're just trying to keep their costs as low as possible. Muni is asking for permission to spend up to $17 million to buy 30 new hybrid electric buses. Most of the dollars would come from the the federal government, these new buses would contribute to Muni's goal of zero emissions by 2020. Board of Supervisors Committee will likely approve the request when they meet tomorrow. Over the next week, 12 cities across Santa Clara County, from Palo Alto to Gilroy, will be cracking down on we who run red lights. The penalty for running a red has gone up. Now, if you get hit, it's $336. Tell us what you think about the news of the day. Call Will and Willie at 866-960-KQKE or email us from the Contact Us link at quakeradio.com. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with On Demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any services canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Go win. Call now.
Are you looking to upgrade your skills or pursue a brand new career? If so, look no further than the College of San Mateo. At College of San Mateo, you get the right combination of instructional and student support services to help you obtain your goals. Broadcasting, insurance, foreign language, photography, dance, biology, music, drafting, horticulture, psychology, whatever your interest, your best choice for education is here at CSM. You'll find a wide variety of classes offered at convenient times, great instructors, and excellent support services, all for just $26 per unit. We offer transfer, degree, and certificate options, plus an array of support programs, including career services, child care services, counseling, and financial aid. At CSM, we understand the importance of maximizing your options. We've made your goals our mission. So what are you waiting for? Log on to collegeofsanmateo.edu or call 650-474-6161. Register now. Classes start soon. Don't wait. Get your classes before they fill up. College of San Mateo. Your goals, our mission.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Fraga. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get one thing no one else can give you. That's me, Mike Fraga. I don't own a car dealership. I'm not even a general manager. You don't buy cars from owners and general managers. But if you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get an appointment. I've got hundreds of credit unions and the nation's most aggressive lenders. And by the way, I'm still looking for somebody with 8 auto repossessions. Call 1-800-FRESH-START and I'll give you that fresh start you've been looking for. That's 1-800-FRESH-START. And don't forget my competition. That's 1-800-NOT-SO-FRESH-START. On approval of credit, subject to prior sale. Whatever.
Here we are, down in the corner. The Embarcadero, Mission Street. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on this Tuesday, August 8th at 7:37 a.m. We're taking your calls at 866-960-5753. I'm Will Durst.
And I'm Willie Brown. And you know, Will, I saw where in this peace effort, or this ceasefire effort, that the French have been making, joined in by the U.S. and a few other countries.
The resolution.
The response has now been, hi, we, Lebanese, who have no army, but all of a sudden we can find 15,000 troops, and we would like for Israel to
abandon all of the territory that it has protruded itself into in this struggle, and then we will keep the peace between the two nations. And Israel has said...
Between the two nations, between Hezbollah and Israel?
That's what they said.
The Lebanese governor is going to keep the peace between the two nations?
And two of the Hezbollah ministers, who are part of the government of Lebanon, signed on to that particular proposal. And, of course, the response has obviously been less than charitable by the Israelis.
I don't think the Israelis are ready. I think what they're trying to do is suss out Hezbollah's movements, their capabilities, maybe some supply lines, see how far they can trace them back. I think this is...
But even more importantly, at the moment, they're trying to knock out the daily 100 or so missiles.
160 yesterday.
Yes, that are being launched from various sites. And it seems that the sites are... You know, who knows where the sites are located? Because apparently you can't preempt the sites. They get off 160 or 100 and whatever it is, and then they suddenly disappear. And that site no longer is there. The Israelis will then bomb that site, and invariably there will be some civilians, allegedly, who are injured in the process. We don't know whether or not any of these people are civilians. I don't want to create a reaction out there among our listeners, because there have been so many calls that comes in to say that we're somehow so pro-Israel that we aren't even looking at the opposite view. Although yesterday we had the professor from Hastings College of Law on,
Mr. Bisharat,
who clearly had a different view. He didn't maintain that he was pro anything. He simply said that the dialogue around the issue had not provided a total and complete airing of all the facts and all of the factual dialogue. And so for those of you who are out there that think we aren't doing it, you ought to feel free to call 866-960-5753 because we would like to hear your view on the issue. I suspect that the reaction to the Israelis is going to be fairly predictable to the proposal by the Lebanese government for these 15,000 troops. I think the Israelis are going to say, no, we're going to wait until the UN provides the appropriate force. If there were 15,000 persons under UN command...
If there are blue helmets in there.
That is right. Made up of a collection of people from many other nations of the world, we would have a belief that, in fact, Israel's interests would not be subjugated to that of its surrounding neighbors.
Why do they keep airdropping Condoleezza in there for a day and then taking her out again? Why is it like 24-hour diplomacy? Why doesn't she stay and hammer something out?
Or why is it that this president doesn't step up to the plate and make the calls himself? In all previous occasions when things have gone on in the Middle East, as far back as I can remember, I even recall Jimmy Carter actually trying his best as the president to inject himself into the Middle East
as an
crisis.
Ex-president too.
As an ex-president as well. But this president always does it through a surrogate. He's always having somebody else making the call. And last night, when
diplomacy is a dirty word to this president.
When asked, why is it you don't make the calls? He said, well, I got Cundy to do that kind of stuff. She's handling that. And when she needs me, she'll let me know. Well, of course she'll let me know. Give me a break. What are you talking about when she needs me? She obviously needs somebody, because nothing she is recommending so far.
You know what this administration needs is adult supervision. That's what they need. And Dick Cheney doesn't count.
It's hard work.
But it's kind of amazing that at this stage of the game, the Lebanese would step to the plate with 15,000 troops. My guess is...
Where were they?
Half of them currently fighting
with the Hezbollah.
That's right. They're just going to switch hats quickly and say, hey, I'm now the peacekeeper. Yeah. I'm the guy that you took my house, I get it back for free. Without you cost you 10, 12 soldiers, I get it back for free. I don't think that is a formula that works in the Middle East. I do think that if, in fact, you could produce the collection of people from the UN who would be who would make up the force. I think the Israelis would agree to that.
After a while, everybody keeps saying, we keep saying, and Israel keeps saying that it's too soon for a ceasefire. Why? How can it be too soon to stop killing people? I don't understand.
Well, well, if your objective is, let me get what I need out of this deal, and then we can talk about the ceasefire.
But it's like Bush in Iraq. You know, we can't let these kids' lives that we've already sacrificed go
for naught.
For naught, yes. And if we leave right now, that means they died for naught. Well, how many more kids are you going to put into that garbage disposal? And I just mean in terms of the spinning mechanism. I don't mean that it's garbage over there. I just mean, but it's like, I think that we're creating, Bush is creating more terrorists than he's killing. I don't know if he ever saw The Sorcerer's Apprentice. It's such a Mickey Mouse administration, you would think they would be familiar with Fantasia and that little sequence where he just couldn't handle all the brooms that kept sweeping. And that's what's happening. He's making more terrorists than he can kill.
Well, and in addition thereto, I think there was a funeral 2 days ago where people were in mourning at the funeral, and one of the persons that showed up at the funeral turned out to be a suicide bomber, and in the middle of all this mourning, he literally ignited his bomb, blowing himself up at a funeral, in a service. When you get to the point where you have people capable of doing those kinds of things, you begin to understand how exasperated and how confused and how much of a 5150 person can become fairly quickly. And as you begin to read about these trials that are taking place now involving Marines, involving other soldiers, and what they said they went through and how they went through it and how all of this happened, you begin to understand that there are some other aspects of war that doesn't involve just shooting someone who is an identified uniform enemy. At some point, uniforms become not relevant. Any person who isn't wearing your uniform becomes
a bad guy,
the enemy. And that's what these young guys said. These young guys said, we were instructed by our superior that every male over the age of 12 years, that's right, was an enemy and should be eliminated. And if you get those kinds of orders and that kind of mentality, and you have something that triggers in that situation a certain reaction,
you're in a different world. It's not just a different country. It's August in Iraq. It's 120 degrees in the shade, and they don't fight in the shade.
No, and not only that, you're carrying all that equipment. You're wearing all that equipment.
Flak jackets are mandatory.
It's just not the world of reality. You can see how diminished capacity could be the reality for people who are there. That is,
you don't even have to be there to have diminished capacity. I think George Bush has diminished capacity, and he's only in Crawford, where it's 106 in the shade.
Yeah, but he's
and
under
they ain't
threat.
Keeping him in the shade.
He's
either.
Under real threat. Cindy Sheehan being there, I might develop diminished capacity. Those peace activists standing in front of
Cindy Sheehan, she's been fasting for 36 days. She was not a large lady to begin with.
And you think now she's going to be a?
I think she might. I've lost a little weight, yes.
And you think she may be a model for
No, I don't think she's taking over
a new diet, which Oprah will unveil on her show. If you really want to lose weight, simply stop eating, become a part of the peace movement, buy a 5.2-acre spread in Crawford, Texas, move down there, put up a tent, no structures on your property, put in some porta-potties, and you got it made.
Cover it up.
Particularly since you're fasting, there's nothing to use the porta-potties for.
Coming up, we get the burst of Durst in the next segment. And, of course, Bob Scheer, political writer, pundit, father of Christopher Scheer, man who gave me my start at Working Assets. He'll be with us at the 8 o'clock hour. And then 9 o'clock hour, Michael Rush,
talking about the reports running the quake all week about the infrastructure. But now we have John Scott in the newsroom, and he has all the latest headlines here at 960 The Quake.
747 and 960 The Quake. Couple of bad traffic problems want to get you updated on, and here they are. Sam Rafael, stall in the left lane of 101 southbound at Miller Creek. A five-car crash, 680 northbound before El Cerro blocks the left lane, and on 580 westbound over the Altamont Pass in North Flint, three cars now out of the lanes as well. Our forecast today, mostly sunny, a little bit warmer too, high 60s at the coast, low 80s inland. Here are the headlines this hour. Things are moving again fine at LAX. If you're flying down there this morning from any of the three major Bay Area airports, there was an equipment failure yesterday which stranded thousands of folks and delayed people from here going down there. The navigational system for a runway failed yesterday and it forced some big delays, but everything is fine now. The Quake's John Rivers has details about a Bay Area oil spill of the fake variety.
In the next day or so, those strolling the beaches or the shoreline from Pacifica to the Marin Headlands will begin to see some cards floating in the surf. Now, the variously colored cards represent an oil spill. It's in a drill to determine how best to react to and clean up after a catastrophe. In this scenario, the cards represent a spill of nearly 400,000 gallons of oil off the Golden Gate. The National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration is coordinating the whole exercise, and they admit they're in the dark about where that oil will wind up. The cards are being dropped in the ocean in five different areas. Only when the public starts to pick those cards out of the water or off the beaches and calls the number listed on each card will the agency know where such a large oil spill would wind up.
UCSF may have to repay the government a big nut, millions of dollars in Medicare payments. There was an audit by federal regulators recently that says UCSF overbilled Medicare by almost $4 million by overstating its costs to train its dental students. Tell Will and Willie what you think about the news of the day. Give them a call at 866-960-KQKE or email us from the Contact Us link at quakeradio.com. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Are you looking to upgrade your skills or pursue a brand new career? If so, look no further than the College of San Mateo. At College of San Mateo, you get the right combination of instructional and student support services to help you obtain your goals. Broadcasting, insurance, foreign language, photography, dance, biology, music, drafting, horticulture, psychology, whatever your interest, your best choice for education is here at CSM. You'll find a wide variety of classes offered at convenient times, great instructors, and excellent support services, all for just $26 per unit. We offer transfer, degree, and certificate options, plus an array of support programs, including career services, child care services, counseling, and financial aid. At CSM, we understand the importance of maximizing your options. We've made your goals our mission. So what are you waiting for? Log on to collegeofsanmateo.edu or call 650-474-6161. Register now. Classes start soon. Don't wait. Get your classes before they fill up. College of San Mateo. Your goals, our mission.
Knowledge is power, and education is the key to your success. Kenyatta College can help you get that career in the healthcare or video game industry that you deserve, or update your existing skills for that overdue promotion. Kenyatta College will show you how to acquire financial aid to pay for your education. It's easy to register, and our friendly staff will give you personalized academic advice along with career counseling that works for you. Kenyatta College is conveniently located off of Highway 280. Take advantage of small class sizes and more personalized education, all with without the hassles of traffic jams or expensive parking. Don't get lost in the crowd on the way to success. For more information, visit us online at kenyattacollege.edu or call 650-306-3226. Remember, sounds like Kenyatta, but spelled like Canada. At Kenyatta College, we'll take you to a higher degree.
Kenyatta College has one of the highest transfer rates to top-tier four-year universities. Classes cost just $26 per unit and start soon. Log on to kenyattacollege.edu now.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with On Demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today.
Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any services canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard. This is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes?
Enjoying the enhanced programming and sound of HD digital radio yet? If not, go to Crutchfield.com. Crutchfield will help you find an HD radio tuner for your car and give you free installation guides and support with your purchase. Get into HD radio at Crutchfield.com.
It's a burst of Durst, a daily commentary from Will Durst.
Today's Burst of Durst is brought to you by Scandinavian Design. So go to Scandinavian.com to find out more. For those of you progressives who have been living in one of those oil reserve caves in Louisiana, let me remind you, there's an election today in the great state of Connecticut. Yes, Tuesday, August 8th, 8-8, in the Nutmeg State, the fifth to sign the Constitution. They get to choose between the feisty incumbent, Joe Lieberman, and Ned Lamont, his dogged challenger, with the eyes of the nation upon this U.S. Senate race. No matter what happens in the polls, we got to restrain ourselves from placing too much emphasis on this primary. I mean, come on, people. To say Connecticut is a cross-section of the United States is like extrapolating a countrywide zeitgeist by pulling all the sandal-clad shoppers exiting the Whole Foods in Berkeley. Per capita, Connecticut is the richest state in the Union. No, I'm serious. If this place were any more Caucasian, it would be translucent. It's mashed potatoes on a paper plate with a side of boiled cauliflower white. So white, you shouldn't look directly at it. As a matter of fact, the National Astronomical Society suggests you use a cardboard box with a pinhole and look at the image on the back of the lens. And you know the residents are all going to be glad when this puppy is over. Normally, Connecticut is huge publicity, darling. So déclassé, so plebeian. I mean, come on, publicity is something that musicians seek, isn't it? So hurry up with this damn thing, get it over with. And most Democrats feel the same way. And that's your Burst of Durst for today.
Well, now, you left absolutely no room for an alternative comment to your Burst of Durst.
No, jump in.
No, there's no room. It was so succinct, so accurate, so pointed.
Are you
so
mocking?
White. I mean, it was.
You are mocking. I thought.
No,
you.
I'm not.
No,
it was.
You mock. You
those
scoff,
of us
you taunt
from the diverse world.
Did you read this email that we got from this Dawn Evans about?
Yes,
Lieberman?
And I wanted to ask you about that. Miss Evans suggests in there that you are correct on your going after Lieberman as it relates to the war, but she says there are other reasons why Mr. Lieberman should not be elected, or he should lose, as she so put it. She says that on the occasion when somebody raised the question about the morning after pill being requested by a person at a hospital in Connecticut,
should the hospital be able to refuse her?
Yeah.
He said it's okay.
And it's okay because there's a hospital just down the road. She can simply go to the next one. If he said that, I got to believe it must have been tongue-in-cheek. It would have to be tongue-in-cheek. No logical, rational person.
We're talking about Lieberman here.
How could he ever say that? How can anybody say that?
With the same lips that he kisses George Bush with.
Well, now you put me in a real quandary, because I've been trying my best as a good
party stalwart,
journeyman, old-fashioned,
a party
previous
stalwart
generation.
You are the standard bearers.
Yeah, Eastern Democrat.
Yes.
Or at least identified with the Eastern
Gardner
person.
The third, yeah.
You know, kind of an extension of Kerry and Gore in that whole crowd.
Dukakis, Songus.
Yes, that whole crowd. And here I am defending that nonsense. Well, now, when I go off the air this morning at 10, I'm on a plane to Walker Precinct. For Ned Lamont.
For Ned Lamont.
All rats. All the planes are full. Well, I was there in spirit.
So you can see how committed I am. My confidence in you can be shaken with knowledge of some indiscretion that you've engaged in your utterances. And in this case,
what?
That's what he has
done.
What
do you mean? What did you say?
I said he has engaged in a terrible indiscretion when he said, go to the next hospital. You know, that's incredibly insensitive.
Yeah.
You tell some woman that, and I got to believe.
You tell any woman that, not just Connecticut women. And Connecticut women are going to take extreme umbrage at this.
Especially the ones you described in your burst of verse.
Dolly.
Yes.
Yes, it's Connecticut. Let's go to the yard sale, shall we?
Can you imagine those saying something like that? He couldn't have meant that.
Yes.
That had to have been stand-up comedy. It could not have been.
Joe Lieberman, stand-up comic. Not a match.
Besides giving us your views at 866-960-5753,
not a match.
Go to quakeradio.com, scroll to the Contact Us button, and click email. Will and Willie will read more of your emails coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll be talking to Bob Scheer. Of course, What Would Willie Do is coming up in the next hour. And then in the 9 o'clock hour, we have Mr. Rush going to join us, talk about infrastructure. Here, keeping it real, Will and Willie, 960 The Quake.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest 5-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Go win. Call now.
2006 is the year of the quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco. 960.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. At least 90 Hezbollah rockets hit northern Israel today, but so far, no reports of casualties. CNN's Amanda Moyer in Haifa, Israel, tells us Lebanon's making overtures to try to help end the fighting.
Lebanon has agreed to send 15,000 troops to its southern border as part of a peace deal if Israeli troops withdraw. Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert calls Lebanon's plan interesting and says the proposal is worth looking into further. Meantime, fierce fighting continues. Israel conducted 82 airstrikes overnight in southern Lebanon, killing at least 15 people.
Energy analysts say it could be weeks, even months, before oil is flowing again from Prudhoe Bay, Alaska. BP is shutting down some pipelines to repair corrosion problems. Our national correspondent Ed McCarthy spoke to average folks worried about what it all means for gas prices.
Jim, oil prices, what we'll pay for gas, it's all part of the equation for the planned shutdown of BP's oil field in Alaska. Consumers are keeping track.
The biggest thing that I have a problem with is the uncertainty of the length of time it's going to be down. Really what it's going to impact the economy, because it's going to escalate throughout all industries.
So far, gas prices after the announcement are holding steady, but gasoline futures are on the rise, indication the markets are anticipating price increases down the road. Reporting live, Ed McCarthy, CNN.
Will the Fed raise interest rates today? The Labor Department says the nation's unit labor costs rose this spring at an annual rate of 4.2%. That's above the pace in the first quarter, and some experts say this could persuade the Fed to raise rates. Other economists think the Fed won't raise them. Whichever way it goes, Bill Emerson, CEO of Quicken Loans, says economists will be closely watching what the Fed may indicate about the future course of rates.
Everybody's looking for the commentary. It's almost like a foregone conclusion lately, 17 rate, you know, raises in a row, but what is the commentary? And I think that'll have a major impact today on the market.
On Wall Street right now, stocks are higher, the Dow up about 36 points. This is CNN Radio.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet. Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling. And Comcast Digital Cable with on-demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Are you looking to upgrade your skills or pursue a brand new career? If so, look no further than the College of San Mateo. At College of San Mateo, you get the right combination of instructional and student support services to help you obtain your goals. Broadcasting, insurance, foreign language, photography, dance, biology, music, drafting, horticulture, psychology, whatever your interest, your best choice for education is here at CSM. You'll find a wide variety of classes offered at convenient times, great instructors, and excellent support services, all for just $26 per unit. We offer transfer, degree, and certificate options, plus an array of support programs, including career services, child care services, counseling, and financial aid. At CSM, we understand the importance of maximizing your options. We've made your goals our mission. So what are you waiting for? Log on to collegeofsanmateo.edu or call 650-474-6161. Register now. Classes start soon. Don't wait. Get your classes before they fill up. College of San Mateo. Your goals, our mission.
Time for quick traffic from the Crown 4 Traffic Center and the Crown 4 Morning News.
It's 804 at 960 The Quake. This report is brought to us by Kohl's Department Store. Here's what's happening in the Bay Area. Metering lights on the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. Not a considerable backup. It's been pretty light there all morning. A couple of crashes now working CHP 17 northbound before Hamilton, blocking the right lane. And someone down on the roadway. Oops, ambulance is on the way for it. Solo crash on the San Tomas Expressway northbound at South Winchester. They just pushed it over to the shoulder minutes ago. East Bay, Danville, 680 northbound before El Cerro, 5-car crash, center lane block now, and over the Altamont Pass at North Flynn and westbound 580, 3 cars together on the center divide. Big savings of what you'll find tomorrow, only at Kohl's Big Wednesday. 40 to 50% savings on hundreds of Big Wednesday specials throughout the store, but hurry in, it's this Wednesday only, 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Kohl's, expect great things. 10 minutes from now, we'll recap this morning's top stories. Now it's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
From down on the corner of the Embarcadero and Mission Street, we are Keeping It Real with Will and Willie here on 960 The Quake. Taking your calls, 866-960-5753, or you can email us. Go to quakeradio.com, scroll down to the Contact Us button on the Will and Willie Show. And it is 8.05 a.m. on August 8th. August 8th, it's 120 degrees in Baghdad today. And I think the temperature here in San Francisco, the city, is what, 55, 59, something like that? We don't have the weather. But we have, as our guest here on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie, Mr. Robert Scheer, a columnist, syndicated columnist from the San Francisco Chronicle. He also writes for other institutions and fine literate avenues.
More importantly, he's Christopher's father.
He is Christopher's father.
Who wrote The Five Biggest Lies Bush Told Us About Iraq.
And those were the biggest lies. The book wasn't big enough for all the lies. Welcome to our show.
Hi. So have you guys seen this poll?
Which one?
The ABC Washington Post poll. It's incredible. Just came out today. Can I deal with it? 81% of Democrats say the war was not worth fighting, and 70% feel that way strongly. Democrats, right? However, 45% say the party is not providing any leadership. They cannot separate the Democrats from the Republicans. What does that tell you?
That's a devastating hit on Harry Reid, Nancy Pelosi, John Kerry, Al Gore, Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, the whole crowd. They obviously are in need of a remake.
Yeah. And they also show contempt for the members of their party.
Well, you operate on the theory that somehow they're in touch with the members of their party, and they know who their party really is, Bob. And I think you may be a bit overly optimistic. I don't think that there is a conventional wisdom among Democrats that party holders, office holders, that Barbara Lee speaks for the party.
Yeah, you know, there's that great bumper sticker people in Oakland had, Barbara Lee speaks for me. Well, now she turns out to speak for 81% of Democrats. So what happens if Lieberman loses today and
he runs as an independent?
And what does Bill Clinton then say? Does he denounce him?
No. Clinton said that he's going to support the Democratic nominee.
Yeah, but we're talking about venom now. Remember when the poor people who tried to support Ralph Nader, when it didn't even matter, they were here in California, and they said, I'm going to vote for Nader.
Don't mention Nader on this show.
I understand. But everybody dumped. And wait a minute, everybody dumped on him, you know. And they said, wait a minute, you know, it's not going to matter. The Democrats are going to win California anyway. And everybody said, how can you do that? Yeah, you're so destructive. Here's Lieberman has said he would run as an independent, you know, he would show contempt for the primary voters. That doesn't matter. Primaries don't matter. The constituents of the party don't matter. And shouldn't he be denounced?
And he will be denounced, and he will be rejected, in my opinion. But let's go back to that favorite reference you made to Nader. Nader not in the race in Florida, and my prediction that NBC followed that night to their great regret, Gore would be president.
Absolutely. I condemned Nader. I mean,
okay,
you know, come on. Okay, give me a break here. I angered my own son. Not Christopher. I don't know what he voted, but I have a younger son, and we argued late in the night. And but the fact is, there's a double standard here. Double standard.
And why did Hillary start with me on the double standard?
And what about Barbara Boxer going in there and campaigning for Lieberman? What is that about?
Those are personal friendships.
Oh, you know that. You know, people are getting killed in Iraq. They've messed up the whole Middle East. The people are talking about World War III now and the rapture and everything else. But the world may be at an end.
You know why you're a columnist? Are you even close to being aware of why you are a columnist? You have zero practicality in this world of politics. Politics is about the art of the possible, and the art of the possible tends to hang with each other. And in this case, Barbara Boxer and Joe Lieberman are the art of the possible. He was the nominee of the Democratic Party for vice president in 2000.
So what? There's a primary. The voters get to speak, and this guy has kissed up literally to Bush. You know, and Willie,
he didn't kiss
Willie,
Bush. Willie, Bush Willie, kissed
Willie.
Him.
Well, I want to tell you, I'm a big defender of yours because I don't think you're a sellout, even though there are others who do. I've always said, and you showed it in the Jesse Jackson campaign.
That's a backhanded compliment.
No, I don't mean it backhanded. I don't mean it backhanded. You know, you supported Jesse Jackson because he stood for something, right? You were the campaign chair, weren't you?
National campaign. Let's start out with, I am a bad, bad example of traditional politics because I am so independent of the system, whether it's Democrats or Republicans. I'm Willie Brown, and I've always been that way.
You're a winner.
And I do
what you're a winner.
Absolutely.
You were the speaker. You were the mayor. Come on, you're a winner.
I believe people vote for people. I don't think they vote for parties.
But Willie, these people are claiming that they can only survive and lead by selling out, and that's garbage. That's absolute garbage.
But they don't even think they're selling out. Don't you understand that?
Barbara Boxer knew it. Barbara Boxer, first of all, I think it deserves admiration for having come out against the war, having run a principal campaign. The voters of California trust her. Even when they don't agree with her, they like the fact that she's outspoken. She goes in there to Connecticut and demeans herself by supporting this warmonger, and you say that's okay?
You can't condemn her for that. 85% of what she does, you support.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You're enthusiastic about it.
I support her for president. I'd like to see Barbara Boxer run for president. Don't get me wrong. I think she's a great woman, and she's provided a real... No, I just think going into Connecticut was just
a horrible betrayal. If you're prepared to just willy-nilly give away your support for president, I'm interested.
Oh, no, no. There's a number of people I'll accept. I'll accept Gore. I'll accept Boxer. I'll accept Feingold with enthusiasm. You know, I think we got some good candidates out there, maybe even Kerry if he keeps going in the way he's going. So, I certainly not like you. I'm not a kingmaker, you know.
Why do you keep referencing me?
Well, Bob Shearer is our guest here.
There's a difference between being king and a kingmaker.
Wasn't that the title of my piece, Some Youth for the L.A.
Yes, it was. It was exactly. Yeah. And you didn't make it into a book. That should have been a book. I deserve book statues.
Yeah, only, so now he has to write his own damn book.
I want to tell you something. I went down there to Texas. I could not put in the time that a book would have required investigating Willie's childhood. I hated that area. I hated that town. I understand why you came to San Francisco. There's nothing there. The whole myth of Texas. You know this better than anyone. It's a horrible place.
It's not that bad.
Oh,
Sidney Sheehan just bought 5.2 acres in Crawford, Texas.
Austin is nice.
Austin, yeah.
San Antonio,
it's the Greenwich Village
nice.
Of Texas.
I have a sister who lives in Dallas. I was just there over the weekend. It didn't appear to be so objectionable that one couldn't stand it for a few hours.
Well, but I do think that, you know, I don't know if you want to wander into that subject, but the whole mythology around Bush and Texas and the self-made and all that, I mean, it's just garbage. I mean,
Bush is not a Texan.
He's not a Texan, but he presided over a state that has some of the worst statistics as far as, you know, income, as far as everything, health standards.
Start with human rights. Texas is devoid of any serious commitment to human rights.
But I think this links back to the poll, because the problem with Democratic candidates, correct me if I'm wrong, Willie, they don't respect the base. The Republican leaders respected their base, and that's why they won. They were true to their base. The Democrats don't. They think that the Democratic leaders think they have to, you know, put their Democratic voters behind them, some hide them. They're all wild. They're bohemian. They're gay, whatever they are. They're black. You know, they're the others. They bought into Nixon's lie about who the normal Americans are.
Well, Bob, let me tell you, if we were doing an interview where you were about to write a column, I would tell you that I think that the Democrats do not understand and do not do good market research on their constituency. I think Republicans actually ignore the political research and go to determine what you eat. They go to determine where you recreate. They go to determine what you wear. They go to determine what you read. They go to determine what you use for cosmetic products. And they tailor their party message around the avenue and the pathways to you through those non-political things. Democrats are still doing focus groups, trying to determine where you're going when you express yourself in that controlled environment, and that invariably is corrupting their thought processes and ruining the opportunity for them to speak to their constituency.
Absolutely.
They think too much.
Well, they need to do the same kind of...
No, they don't think too much. No, on the contrary. It's non-think. It's stupidity. It's fading out. They have a comic book view of their own constituents, a sort of wild, you know, bohemian Greenwich Village types, which is garbage. You know, a higher percentage of Democratic voters have served in the armed service, work at hard jobs, pay their taxes, don't screw around than the Republican base. I mean, we have lots of indications of that. But they've bought into the lie that started with Richard Nixon, that there's the normal Americans who stupidly go along with their government, right or wrong, and then there are the rest of the critics. And they don't realize the critics have paid their dues. Take some of these. I mean, this is ridiculous. You know, look at the number of people who are actually candidates now in the Democratic Party, one of whom, Hackett, was rejected in Ohio by the leadership who had fought in Iraq. You know, I saw him on the Colbert show the other night. He was brilliant in unmasking the war and everything, but he was not acceptable to the Ohio leaders.
We're taking your calls here at 866-960-5753. Our guest is Robert Scheer, a man who respects the Democratic Party, but not enamored with it in its present incarnation. Right now, we have John Scott. He's in the studio. He's got all the latest news headlines here on 960 The Quake.
Yes, Will, here I am. Thank you. It's 8:16 at 960 The Quake. Sig alert's been issued by CHP. A real mess on 17 northbound before Hamilton. A crash blocking the two right lanes, and one of the drivers down on the road, back up from Lark up to the crash scene. 101 northbound before 3rd Ave in San Mateo, stall in the number 2 lane. Mostly sunny, warmer today, 60s coast, low 80s inland, nice afternoon. Here are the headlines this hour. San Jose City Council is a little bit different than most in the Bay Area. They take a summer recess and literally don't work for a while, but they're back at work today with plenty on their plates, like discussing the fallout of the garbage scandal that led to the indictment of Mayor Ron Gonzalez, and then talking about ways to get rid of a future mayor. literally. Should a similar scandal occur again, and in something completely different, the council will also considering launching a search for a pro basketball team. A small group in Fremont held a vigil last night to call attention, in their opinion, to the suffering of civilians in the Israeli-Lebanese conflict. Folks stood at the corner of Maury and Fremont Boulevard holding signs calling for an end to the fighting. This protest was one of many planned around the country in opposition to the mess in the Middle East. Oakland officials are considering deploying a municipal wireless network. Give residents and workers free net access. There are only a handful of smaller Bay Area cities that have Wi-Fi networks on. That's Cupertino, Santa Clara, and Sunnyvale. San Francisco is currently in the process of working out how to deploy theirs. In Oakland, a group of city officials, citizens, school officials, and business people have been meeting regularly to figure out how to get Oakland's Wi-Fi system up and how to pay for it. Tell Will and Willie what you think about the news of the day. Call them. 866-960-KQKE or email us from the Contact Us link on the homepage of QuakeRadio.com. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Knowledge is power, and education is the key to your success. Kenyatta College can help you get that career in the healthcare or video game industry that you deserve, or update your existing skills for that overdue promotion. Kenyatta College will show you how to acquire financial aid to pay for your education. It's easy to register, and our friendly staff will give you personalized academic advice along with career counseling that works for you. Kenyatta College is conveniently located off of Highway 280. Take advantage of small class sizes and more personalized education. Without the hassles of traffic jams or expensive parking. Don't get lost in the crowd on the way to success. For more information, visit us online at kenyattacollege.edu or call 650-306-3226. Remember, sounds like Kenyatta, but spelled like Canada. At Kenyatta College, we'll take you to a higher degree.
Kenyatta College has one of the highest transfer rates to top-tier four-year universities. Classes cost just $26 per unit and start soon. Log on to kenyattacollege.edu now. Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic pressure-relieving Swedish mattresses, and the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep.
It's moving season, and there's nothing easier than transferring your Comcast services to your new home. With the convenience of on-demand, crystal-clear high-definition, and all the best movies, sports, and kids shows, why downgrade to DSL? Installation is free. Call 1-800-COMCAST or go to Comcast.com.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 866-52- Go win. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
With Crutchfield.com, getting the enhanced sound and new programming of HD Digital Radio is a breeze. Crutchfield has measurements for over 10,000 vehicles, so you'll find HD radio gear that fits your car. Get into HD radio at Crutchfield.com.
Say members of Alpaca? Did he say that? Members of Alpaca. We are keeping it real with Will and Willie. Welcome back to 960 The Quake. Our guest is the most irresponsible columnist in the world, according to Bill O'Reilly. Mr. Robert Scheer is here. He joins us regularly here on 960 The Quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie.
Robert, did you know Sue Bierman?
No.
Sue Bierman was a community activist who was first elected to the Board of Supervisors in 1990. When she was 68 years of age, she was appointed to the Planning Commission and served longer than any other person by George Moscone. I appointed her to the Port Commission following her tenure on the San Francisco Board of Supervisors. At 82 years of age, she died virtually instantly yesterday here in the city. She was from the Haight, very much an activist in the Haight, and I just to show you how far-reaching her influence was, P.J. Johnston, who used to be my press secretary, who's vacationing in France for 3 months with his family, just called in here on the station a moment ago. He just got the word that she died, and he was crying when he called. And my guess is that all of San Francisco, and particularly many of the Quake listeners, will be crying. It is a tragic loss for all of us. She was truly an icon in the world of Haight. Her husband, Arthur K. Bierman, was a professor of philosophy at San Francisco State University. It's a family that all of the years of the Flower Children time periods, they were part of the Haight and very much a part of the city. And so it's a sad moment for all of us. We've lost a true friend.
Great loss for the city.
Feminist, an anti-war person.
Great sense of humor.
I had the great pleasure, by the way, of in the Panhandle, because she had been so instrumental in helping to stop the freeway, which was the foundation of my first election to public office. Just before leaving the job of mayor, I had a bench installed at the tip of the Panhandle, just up on, off of Stanyan. And on the bench is it's the Sue Bierman space. And it's a beautiful area where you can walk and over to the bench and just recreate right in the middle of all of what otherwise would have been a madness of a freeway had it not been for the efforts of that lady.
Put a freeway down the middle, Golden Gate Park?
Yeah. Yeah, that's how I got elected.
What?
I stopped that freeway.
What year was that?
1964.
You know, because I remember Warren Hinkle, my old buddy from Rampart, stopping the freeway. I thought it was the Embarcadero one because he did these phony rallies when he was a Chronicle reporter. And he'd say there's going to be a big rally in Golden Gate Park against the freeway, and you know
he just made it up.
He just made it up, but it worked.
and
you don't have any memory
up.
Now, Willie? I know you don't love Hinkle, but
oh no, Hinkle's a very good friend.
Oh, okay, but didn't he do that? He invented this is kind of a theater
the phony
of
rallies.
Protest.
Huh?
Yeah, he had these rallies, and then every other day they'd have another story, more expected, and it became a reality. And
you know, it's kind of amazing. Hinkle is still writing. He does the Argonaut now, and he was doing the San Francisco Examiner when it was owned by the Fangs, who had it at one time, and. He doesn't write for a daily paper anymore.
Another progressive family, writer. Right? The Fangs, aren't
yeah.
they?
Oh, man. Sheer, you never pass up an opportunity for a shot. You just can't. Now I know why Bill O'Reilly said what he said.
Can I get back to these statistics? You guys
what do you got? What do you got?
Poll? Okay.
Bob Shearer is our guest here at 960.
The really interesting thing about this Washington Post ABC poll, and I was talking to Willie about it in the break, Ed Rollins said that there's a dramatic thing because this is the biggest drop in approval for incumbents since 94, which is the last time
the House changed.
Okay, the problem is, Bush is creeping back up. He's back up to 40%, which may not be much, but he was down to 32. The reason he's creeping back up is the Democrats are not taking him on. And when you have a poll where, 48% of the Democrats say Democrats offer a clear direction, while 40%, 7% said they don't. 47% of Democrats don't think their leaders are offering a clear direction. That's why Bush is able to creep back up, acting a little bit more presidential. You know, with exploiting now, he ignored the whole Mideast peace process. He didn't care about it. He didn't care about bringing the parties together. Ignored the progress that Clinton had made. Said Iraq was going to make us safer. Now he's trying to seem presidential by saying we'll go to the UN. We'll work for peace. And if the Democrats don't take him on the dangerous intrusion of Bush's policy into the Mideast and throwing him against the wall and seeing what sticks and all of this horrible mess that he has created, they're not going to.
people don't see it as our mess, though. They see Iraq as our mess. And with the Mideast right now, with Lebanon and Israel taking over the headlines, Iraq has faded back into the shadow.
Oh, but let me just say something about that. Last week, look, what does Bush claim? He deprived the terrorists of having a haven in Iraq, okay? Last week, there was a demonstration, Muqtada Sadr, the biggest demonstration in the Arab world in support of Hezbollah. You had thousands of people in white shrouds prepared to be suicidal.
And what did Condoleezza Rice call that? A demonstration of their democracy.
Yeah, but wait a second. You have, for the first time, you have the support for Hezbollah and for the Shiite theocrats of Iran. You have extending from Lebanon through Tehran to Baghdad. He's created a base for this kind of Islamic radicalism in Iraq, which it did not exist before. The Shiites had no power there, the Shiites of Tehran. Their proteges are now in power. How can you say that the instability now in the Mideast is not a result of that? I mean, with friends like Bush, you know, the Israelis don't need enemies. This guy has really messed up that region beyond recognition.
I'm saying what the American public sees.
Well, it's time the Democratic leaders educated them about that instead of being cheerleaders for the administration. You know, that's really the problem now. You know, we need a Jesse Jackson type up there. We need somebody, well, you know, or maybe a Feingold type or a Gore type. I mean, really, this is ridiculous that we cannot have a debate about the harm that they've caused the world. Here the Republicans are talking
about
Armageddon. They're talking about,
what about,
you know.
What about Hillary?
Hillary's a sellout. She's a sellout, and a delightful woman in many ways.
She's an electable
very smart. The whole Clinton approach of triangulation just doesn't work. It's utter nonsense, you know. First of all, it barely won in 92. Remember, there was a third candidate,
and he beat an incumbent.
Yeah, but. Without Ross Perot, there would have been some real trouble.
No question whatsoever.
Yeah, but
just like Nader cost Gore the campaign.
Yeah, but you know, winning isn't everything.
And Pat
Buchanan
killed the Reform Party.
But don't forget, you know, Bill Clinton, aside from messing up in his personal life and preventing Gore from getting it, I mean, that's the reason Gore didn't win, is because Clinton had, are you allowed to say blowjob on him?
No,
I'm sorry,
no.
I screwed up again. It's not one of the FCC's dirty words. You know? I know I got in trouble in San Diego because I was on a show like this, and my favorite bumper sticker is the one I saw in San Diego. Will someone give Bush a blowjob so we can impeach him? And then the station manager got hysterical. So that's why we don't have people like you on our show. You know, you're irresponsible and so on. But I don't think technically you can say that. I don't think the FCC can.
But I don't want you to get away with the assumption that it was Clinton that cost Gore the campaign of 2002. I think Mr. Gore failed to make the effort. He didn't win his own state. And I don't think that was a Clinton liability.
Right, but you know.
Period.
But
he stayed away from
Clinton. Or if he had won Arkansas, if he had sucked up to Clinton.
Yeah, he stayed away from Clinton.
But it shouldn't have been close,
Bob.
For God's sake. I'm not going to give him a approval rating on that. I mean, he ran a lousy campaign.
And then he failed to challenge the count.
Absolutely.
When he had the opportunity.
Absolutely.
All the members of the Black Caucus showed up.
Okay, but Willie,
to try to force the count like the former mayor at Mexico is doing in the Mexican election.
Okay, but well, you know, we all have inclinations in that direction, or many of us do. We keep them in check because we know...
inclination?
Come on. Whatever libido that Clinton has, he had enough warning. He should have kept it in check. And all I'm saying is there's a great irony...
He thought
somebody,
he did.
There's a great
irony... He didn't know he was dealing with people who snitch.
Oh, come on, you know...
Linda Tripp caused him the problem.
Oh, come on. Intern in a White House. Give me a break. You know, but the contradiction here is a serious one. Here's a guy who says, I got to betray you on important issues like welfare reform. I'll cave into the telecommunication industry. I'll give you the financial service. I'll give big business all this stuff because that's how I'll get reelected, and yet I can mess up in my personal life and jeopardize the whole enterprise, which he did. You know, that's not showing seriousness of purpose. That's the real mark against Clinton. And we expect
fair
better
criticism, but he won.
And we got better from
Willie Brown. Keep in mind, he won.
Well, he won, but he messed up his party, messed up Gore. That happened, by the way, after. That happened after.
The party was messed up. He was an anomaly, I think. Robert Scheer has been our guest on 960 The Quake. We are taking your calls.
And we absolutely disagree with Bill O'Reilly.
You are not the most worst columnist in the world.
It was one of my great compliments, and I appreciate it.
Thanks for joining us.
Wear it with dignity and wear it with pride.
866.
It represents
960.
Hall of Fame.
5753 is our number, or contact us, Quake Radio. We got the CNN News, the most trusted name in news. Of course, John Scott is also standing by here on 960 The Quake.
832, 960 The Quake. Good morning, I'm John Scott. Cars first, brought to us by Wells Fargo, Grand Fort Traffic Center, 17 northbound before Hamilton. Crash blocks two lanes of the freeway. Traffic only squeezing by on the left lane, and someone is down on the road. Ambulance will get there. Here's your way around it. Get off the highway, go to Bascom, and then take Bascom Avenue up to 280 to get back onto the 17880 interchange. Best we can do for you right now. And in the South Bay still. 87 southbound after the Capitol Expressway, car overturned, and it's sitting upside down on the middle lane. Fremont 880 southbound before Auto Mall Parkway. Two-car crash, center divide. Why wait for Sunday to organize your finances? Get started today with Wells Fargo's online financial organizer, My Spending Report. Automatically tracks all your monthly Wells Fargo spending, and it's free with every Wells Fargo checking account. Why wait for Sunday? Wells Fargo, the next stage. You can check real-time local traffic anytime at QuakeRadio.com. Here's the forecast. Sunny and warmer today. Pretty nice still. Highs from the 60s at the coast to the low 80s inland.
In the next day or so, those strolling the beaches or the shoreline from Pacifica to the Marin Headlands will begin to see some cards floating in the surf. Now, the variously colored cards represent an oil spill. It's in a drill to determine how best to react to and clean up after a catastrophe. In this scenario, the cards represent a spill of nearly 400,000 gallons of oil off the Golden Gate. The National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration is coordinating the whole exercise, and they admit they're in the dark about where that oil will wind up. The cards are being dropped in the ocean in five different areas. Only when the public starts to pick those cards out of the water or off the beaches and calls the number listed on each card will the agency know where such a large oil spill would wind up.
That's the Quake's John Rivers reporting. The group trying to win the 2016 Olympics for San Francisco has a simple request. Anybody have any free office space? The committee is looking for someone to donate a couple of thousand square feet. They say it doesn't need to be fancy. They're just trying to keep their costs as low as possible. Muni asking for permission to spend up to $17 million to buy 30 new hybrid electric buses. Most of the dollars would come from the federal government. These new buses would contribute to Muni's goal of zero emissions in the fleet by 2020. Governor Schwarzenegger and one of the state's richest Indian tribes are going to announce a deal today. Here's how it works. The plan would send nearly $2 billion of that casino cash over the next 20 years right into the state's general fund, much the way taxes are collected on other industries. Tell Will and Willie what you think about the news of the day. Give them a call at 866-960-KQKE or email us from the Contact Us link. You can find it on the homepage of QuakeRadio.com. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with on-demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Are you looking to upgrade your skills or pursue a brand new career? If so, look no further than the College of San Mateo. At College of San Mateo, you get the right combination of instructional and student support services to help you obtain your goals. Broadcasting, insurance, foreign language, photography, dance, biology, music, drafting, horticulture, psychology, whatever your interest, your best choice for education is here at CSM. You'll find a wide variety of classes offered at convenient times, great instructors, and excellent support services, all for just $26 per unit. We offer transfer, degree, and certificate options, plus an array of support programs, including career services, child care services, counseling, and financial aid. At CSM, we understand the importance of maximizing your options. We've made your goals our mission. So what are you waiting for? Log on to collegeofsanmateo.edu or call 650-474-6161. Register now. Classes start soon. Don't wait. Get your classes before they fill up. College of San Mateo. Your goals. Our mission.
Knowledge is power, and education is the key to your success. Kenyatta College can help you get that career in the healthcare or video game industry that you deserve, or update your existing skills for that overdue promotion. Kenyatta College will show you how to acquire financial aid to pay for your education. It's easy to register, and our friendly staff will give you personalized academic advice along with career counseling that works for you. Kenyatta College is conveniently located off of Highway 280. Take advantage of small class sizes and more personalized education, all without the hassles of traffic jams or expensive parking. Don't get lost in the crowd on the way to success. For more information, visit us online at kenyattacollege.edu or call 650-306-3226. Remember, sounds like Kenyatta, but spelled like Canada. At Kenyatta College, we'll take you to a higher degree.
Kenyatta College has one of the highest transfer rates to top-tier four-year universities. Classes cost just $26 per unit and start soon. Log on to kenyattacollege.edu now.
You like to make your own hours work anywhere in the world, live a healthy, balanced life, and help others at the same time? You can do it with a career as a certified holistic massage therapist or holistic health practitioner. Sky Hill Institute in Petaluma offers a cutting-edge curriculum, hands-on experience in their community clinic, financial assistance, and career counseling. Full or part-time classes start September 18th, and space is limited. Visit them at skyhillinstitute.org. That's skyhillinstitute.org, where healing begins with
Hi, I'm Kevin Klein. I'd like to tell you what the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International is all about. It's curing diabetes and its complications. The JDRF Walk to Cure Diabetes raises millions of dollars to fund the finest, most advanced diabetes research the world has to offer. So bring your family, your friends. All you got to do is walk. I'm ready. Are you?
For more information on the walk in your area, call 1-888-533-WALK.
Country album? Paul McCartney's country album? Did I miss that? Must have been in his Heather Mills period. You're keeping it real with Will and Willie.
Here on 960 The Quake. My name is Will Durst.
And I'm Willie Brown.
And did you read this about Heather?
No.
Getting locked out of the McCartney home?
Well, I think that he owns the place.
They got a kid.
She was a visitor.
Changed the locks.
Well, that's what you do if you
she
don't want to
have one of her security people hop the fence.
Well, he should have given her, you know, coverage someplace, Motel 6 or some other location appropriate for her statue.
Mills had arrived at the home with her two-year-old daughter, Beatrice, the couple's only child. She was laughing about it, Phil Hall said, when asked about newspaper reports that Mills was angry at being locked out. But he confirmed that McCartney had frozen their joint bank account and sent a legal letter to his wife to complain after three bottles of cleaning fluid were taken from his Sussex home to clean Mills' nearby office. Three bottles of cleaning fluid?
Who says, Will, that you must be rational and sane at all times?
Especially in the middle of a divorce. I understand.
That is correct.
But still.
You know, she's lucky.
Yes, she is lucky.
Yeah. Now the sympathy is all with her. It could have been.
It is bouncing back and forth.
That's right. Her conduct has been such. That's right. Yeah. Could have been such. But his preemptive strike. He obviously consulted George Bush and Condoleezza Rice and says, how would you handle this matter? And they said,
engage in peace efforts. Lock everybody out.
You're a lawyer.
You stay in.
Have you ever done divorce cases?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, of course.
They get ugly, don't they?
They really do. When you start arguing about forks and knives and splitting up a set of sheets, you take the top and I take the fitted sheet.
Have you actually seen that?
Oh, yeah. People are so small, and they laugh about it. Several, 8, 10 months later, they realize that it was all about ego. It was all about hurt feelings, and they thought the way to assuage those was to, in fact, take something that they thought was important to you. I always tell my clients, listen, you're really lucky. Give them everything. Just get rid of them.
Start over.
It's over. That is correct.
Start over.
It's over. You're better off not arguing about any of this because it means nothing. Use furniture as used furniture. Go to Goodwill if you're really interested in used furniture. Yeah. It's awful. I mean, it's terrible for what people do when they want to get a divorce. They were so lovey-dovey at the wedding. I've actually been in attendance at weddings where everything was so wonderful, and before the photographs arrive, the argument about who is going to pay for the photographs and how do we split up what people gave us as gifts. Now, that is a real divorce.
Gifts are always a present. I mean, gifts are always a problem.
And people give major gifts. I have a nephew, by the way, who's getting married on the 1st of September. I am performing for the other marriage, and I got to applaud him. I got a note the other day.
He's getting married on a Friday?
He is registered at Target. Isn't that wonderful? This is a kid who graduated from Georgetown University. He's a lawyer with one of the better firms in downtown. Can you imagine what they must be saying around the water cooler? He is registered at Target.
And
you go online to find out what he wants from
Target.
What
he's got, right.
Yes.
What people have already promised.
But he's registered at Target.
But aren't people registering at, like, banks? Where you can give CDs?
Oh, yeah. They're registering. I mean, it's amazing what they're doing. But my nephew, I love it. He's registered at Target. It is just so wonderful. It's so wonderful. And his wife, the woman that he's about to marry.
Tarjay.
Well, the woman he's about to marry apparently had some issues with that. And he said, okay, then you register someplace. She registered at Crates and Barrel. These are the wonderful couple.
Hasn't anybody been to Gumps?
They are going to make...
Anybody register? I bet you Gumps doesn't have a register.
They don't want to burden their friends with all those unnecessary gifts.
Hey, I want one thing. That's all. I just want one thing.
I don't want a bunch of tiny little crap. We have the house of stuff. I swear to God, my house is, because we're in the same house that we were 16 years ago when I was scuffling. Now I'm making some money, and people keep giving us stuff, and the house just keeps getting full. We have a path through the rooms of stuff. I have to give stuff away. That's what I have to do. I need a yard sale. I need one of those little tiny dumpsters that you put outside of your house. I guess you can get it for $300 for a weekend.
I got to tell you that if you get married, you really want to register. Register it. British Bumps. Motors.
You register can buy a spoke wheel on this Jaguar.
Register at Fred Winston's. I mean, register at some place where you won't get stuff. You'll get something that is immediately.
Yes.
And I love the business of re-gifting. I have this friend, who claims with all sincerity that he thought about you so gently when he saw this, and he gives it to you, but he forgot to look in the bottom of the box. That same note was in there where somebody thought about him. So this friend calls and says, what do I do? I said, hold it for 1 year and give it back to him next Christmas.
With the note with on it.
So re-gifting is a great thing. Well, and all this stuff you have the makings of being one of the most generous friends ever. I can see what you can give Maggie Lynch in the re-gift.
You just forgot who gave us what.
Well,
so you can't re-gift somebody that gifted you.
You can.
We should actually put notes on. I actually did that to my brother. My brother gave me the Planet of the Apes complete film collection on VHS. And I waited a year and a half. I'd never broken the seal. And I sent it back to him.
And he totally forgot that he had given it to me.
And Will, don't laugh. You get in it next Christmas.
VHS. Nobody gives out VHS anymore. It's all DVD.
Are you kidding me? I still have 8-track. my player is an 8-track.
No, I don't
believe in this misuse of resources. We ought to be using those new things. 8-track is a perfectly logical, good thing.
It was an awful format. It was clumsy. It was huge. It took up too much space. I had 8-track. I made the mistake in my, 68 Volkswagen, yellow. It was called Rutherford. It actually had a name. And it had an 8-track in it. And I made that. I had about 15, 20 8-track.
Have you moved up to a cell phone yet? I still have, you know, breaker. With the long aerial.
Yeah. Yeah, Willie Brown with a CB.
CB.
Yeah.
That's right. I'm right there.
Hey, if Cindy Sheehan is Tornado, did you ever have a Secret Service name?
Willie Brown.
His secret, you know, Clinton's Secret Service name? Remember that?
No, I don't.
Elvis.
Elvis?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Elvis is in the house.
Yes.
Elvis just left the house.
And I think Hillary was, what was Macbeth's wife's name? Was it Desdemona? No, that was Othello's wife. What was Macbeth's wife's name? I think that would have been. We are keeping it real with Will and Willie.
Coming up next.
Somebody will call us and tell us. Yes, at 866-960-5753. But in the next segment, coming up, what would Willie do?
Every day here, it's Tuesday, August 8th. It's 8:48 a.m. Hard to believe the morning is just melting away, as is the fog bank, hopefully. Here, a 960 The Quake.
8:48 at 9:60 The Quake. I'm John Scott. Campbell, bad crash, 17 northbound before Hamilton. Motorcycle accident, traffic just squeezing by in the left lane. The backup is from Lark Avenue. On the Guadalupe Parkway southbound, just have to get past the Capitol Expressway. Car overturned and sitting still in the middle lane. Our weather today, sunny, warmer, high 60s of the coast to the low 80s inland. Here are the headlines this hour. The Quake's April Summers reports on a mess with oil and what we can do about it in terms of how much it costs us.
The weekend shutdown of an Alaskan oil field is expected to have a domino effect ending in your pocketbook. Some analysts say gas prices may increase by 20 cents a gallon. California depends heavily on crude from Alaska. Oil giant BP had to close the oil field indefinitely after the pipeline started to leak.
Over the next week, 12 cities across Santa Clara County, from Palo Alto to Gilroy, will be cracking down on red light runners. The penalty has gone up, but it'll now cost you $336 if you get pinched. You may have trouble dealing with this. It wasn't all that hot last month. At least not compared to July of 1936, which still holds the record as the hottest July ever. Back then, the average temperature in the lower 48 was 77.5 degrees. Last month, for all the talk of heat waves, we averaged a mere 77.2 degrees. Vonage, a leading provider of internet-based phone service, has announced that its customers in San Francisco now have what they call enhanced 911 service. That means if you use that Vonage equipment, you dial 911, your voice over internet protocol or VoIP number will link you to a physical address, so if you need help, they can find you. Tell Will and Willie what you think about the news of the day. Give them a call at 866-960-KQKE or email them from the Contact Us link on the homepage at QuakeRadio.com. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
The Dog Walker.
If you love your dog, you have to see this movie. You have to see this movie.
It's got drama. It's got humor. Amazing performances. It's got everything.
Two paws up. This is a great indie flick.
The Dog Walker. In a limited Bay Area run starting Friday, August 11th. Check your local listings or go to www.thedogwalkerfilm.com.
It's like a date movie for dog owners. No pirates, no car crashes. Go see The Dog Walker.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. It. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 866 52 go in. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Go win. Call now.
Are you looking to upgrade your skills or pursue a brand new career? If so, look no further than the College of San Mateo. At College of San Mateo, you get the right combination of instructional and student support services to help you obtain your goals. Broadcasting, insurance, foreign language, photography, dance, biology, music, drafting, horticulture, psychology, whatever your interest, your best choice for education is here at CSM. You'll find a wide variety of classes offered at convenient times, great instructors, and excellent support services, all for just $26 per unit. We offer transfer, degree, and certificate options, plus an array of support programs, including career services, child care services, counseling, and financial aid. At CSM, we understand the importance of maximizing your options. We've made your goals our mission. So what are you waiting for? Log on to collegeofsanmateo.edu or call 650-474-6161. Register now. Classes start soon. Don't wait. Get your classes before they fill up. College of San Mateo, your goals, our mission.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with on-demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
What would Willie do?
Every day we ask the mayor a question of local, national, or international import. And every day he answers with all the wisdom and sagacity his years of public service have invested upon him.
In a little segment we'd like to call, What Would Willie Do? Today's question, Mr. Mayor.
On the ready. About a year ago, the Kansas Board of Education adopted standards to teach intelligent design in schools. And last week, voters ousted the conservative majority on the board, favoring these guidelines. This has happened once before, a back and forth. Now, how do you keep evolution from becoming a political football? How do you nail down a board and there's more worried about education than religious instruction? What would Willie do?
I think I would do exactly what the people did who replaced those board members. However, the difference would be I would know that there is out there among those voters in the school district that was affected the potential for people coming back with what basically is a clearly misguided and unfortunate description of someone's religious desires, intelligent design. I think what I would probably do is I would put the anti-stupid pill in the water supply in Kansas and let the chips fall where they may.
And that's what would Willie do. We had a story here earlier today. I don't think we got to read it. It's somewhere around here. Somebody has developed an anti-stupid pill that has actually worked on field mice and fruit flies.
Yes.
And it's improved their short-term memory. And I'm saying we should use it on Republicans. Especially the 50% that still believe we found weapons of mass destruction in Iraq.
All school board members in Kansas who believe in intelligent design. I can select by choice, and according to Bob Scheer, 45% of the Democrats
as well,
who are holding public office that do not understand their constituency. But on a serious note, it really is, I think, incredibly inconsistent with what will cause this democracy
democracy to survive and prosper if we continue to allow the absence of truly intelligent decision-making to plague us with providing rules and regulations that are inconsistent with anything we ought to be about. And the commitment to intelligent design to be taught in the school system is exactly that. And I'm just delighted that Kansas and the voters were wise enough to reject it.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Again, another good one. Yeah, here's the study. It was a German scientist who's been testing an anti-stupidity pill with encouraging results on mice and fruit flies. This was reported in the Bild newspaper on Saturday. Hans Hilger Ropes, director at the Max Planck Institute for Molecular Genetics in Berlin, tested a pill thwarting hyperactivity in certain brain nerve cells, helping stabilize short-term memory, improve effectiveness. We were able to eliminate the loss of short-term memory, the first world's anti-stupidity pill.
Well, but he didn't call it that. The journalists labeled it the anti-stupidity pill. And we won't call it that when we put it in the water in Kansas.
No, we'll call it fluoride.
A short-term memory assistance.
Yeah, there you go.
You know,
STA.
You could actually sell that on the streets. There are so many people that would jump at the chance to get any artificial stimulant that might be of assistance to them in various categories. It's amazing what you can sell people. If you can sell people on the idea that they're 50% of the people on the idea that there are weapons of mass destruction after all of the revelations by everybody under the sun, including the on-ground warriors, including all the military people, including Saddam. That's probably the only truth he told at his own trial, that he had no weapons of mass destruction. He would not waste money for such equipment. It seems to me 50% of the people would not still be of that. And so that anti-short memory pill, and I won't call it the anti-stupid pill, I'm going to see if we can't get some down here to serve with our coffee. And all you have to do is certify that you believe they're weapons of mass destruction.
and you will get a dose.
That's right. You will be literally entitled, not a T-shirt, but an anti, I mean a, yes.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with on-demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. The Federal Reserve's decision on interest rates today will have an impact on stocks, maybe on the interest you pay down the road. Market strategist for Citi Index, Tom Hogard, says economists are split on whether the Fed will or won't raise rates for the 18th time in a little more than 2 years.
Only a week ago, we had